Carrie Corp and Lori Langdon are in the studio with me tonight. They're co-authors of the young adult novel titled Dune, and they live right here in Cincinnati. So welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. There are two main characters in Dune. They're two young women, each of whom have had their challenges in life with their families. So let's talk about Veronica first. Lori, if you would, fill us in on Veronica, or V, as she's called.
Veronica, like many of us, has had a rough childhood. It started when her father got involved with drugs and kind of left the family for that habit. He let that seduce him away from his wife and daughter. And so V was 12 when he left. After that, her mom just kind of blames V for the father leaving and is jealous of her even in many situations. So it causes Veronica to have to rise above that. And so that's something that we really love about Veronica, is that she overcomes adversity with a smile. She really has hope for the future. She has plans for her future. She doesn't allow these negative circumstances to drag her down.
And then her buddy is McKenna, or Kenna. And Carrie, you want to tell us about Kenna?
Kenna is like the polar opposite of V. She doesn't overthink things. She goes with her impulses. She's very dramatic. She's kind of had an easy childhood. Even though she comes from a single-parent family, just her dad, she pretty much gets to do whatever she wants to do. Her relationship with her father is not extremely parental, so she's used to putting herself first, except where V's concerned.
So these two are off on a summer trip. Actually, McKenna's dad has offered to underwrite this for V because these circumstances are a little tougher than McKenna's. So this involves McKenna's Aunt Grace, Aunt Gracie. So tell us where they're going, and tell us a little bit about Aunt Gracie first.
McKenna's Aunt Gracie is this larger-than-life person who has been a shaping influence in her life, has been the mother figure and the nurturer, who has invested in McKenna's creative side and really has sculpted her into the person that she is, a person with aspirations to perform on stage and be on Broadway. I would say that Aunt Gracie is very much like an Auntie Mame type character. Unfortunately, by the time we get to Alloway, Aunt Gracie has passed away, and McKenna and V are going there to clean out Aunt Gracie's cottage and put it up for sale so that it will fund McKenna's theater internship.
And Alloway is in Scotland. So through Aunt Gracie, there are some interesting things that are integral to moving the story along. So as they're going through some things, they find these. So talk about two rings and a bridge. Again, we're in Scotland, and we're by a bridge.
Yes, and so the girls are going through Aunt Gracie's things, and they come across a journal. And the journal gives them clues that Aunt Gracie is not all that she seemed, that she had a secret life, that there was this place called Dune that is across the Brig of Dune, which is actually means Bridge of Dune, and it's a real live bridge in Alloway, Scotland. She has crossed that bridge in her previous life, Aunt Gracie has, and so she has given clues to the girls that there's something, there's this magical kingdom on the other side of the bridge. And the girls find the journal. They also find these two rings, and one is a ruby ring and one is an emerald ring. And when they put them on their hands, Veronica has a vision, and she sees this place with a castle and an enchanted land. And it really spurs her on to cross the bridge and find Dune.
Of course, when you have a character that is such a seeker and a believer in fairy tales and happily ever after, it stands to reason that you would also have a character who's somewhat skeptical. Not only is McKenna skeptical of Aunt Gracie's past that she's never heard of before, but it also interferes with the plans she wants for herself. So she puts up a lot of barriers in V's mission to find this hidden kingdom.
This book is dedicated, so to speak, to Lerner and Lowe. So Brigadoon will be familiar to many listeners' ears. Did one of you have the idea to model the book on Brigadoon, or was it something you came to together?
This was really Lori's idea to start with, so I'll let her tell it.
It goes back to when I was 16 years old. My great uncle took me to my very first Broadway-style theater production at the Victoria Theater in Dayton, and it was Brigadoon. And I fell in love. I thought it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And I loved the story, the Scottish culture. But one thing kind of bothered me about it. In the original musical, there's this magical village that only appears to the modern world once every 100 years. Well, that's amazing. But in the musical, during that 100 years that the portal is closed, the people sleep. From the day I saw it, I just kept wondering, what could it have been like? What if you could peek behind the curtain and see a thriving kingdom and the politics, the relationships, and the daily life that happened over that 100 years? And so fast forward a little bit, Carrie and I met, and we met at OVRWA. You want to tell this story?
We belong to a local Cincinnati writers group, OVRWA, which is the Ohio Valley Romance Writers of America. And at one of our first meetings, we met.
Yeah, I was walking in and I was really nervous because this was really my first step towards becoming a professional writer. I had kind of dabbled in writing for many years, but I had seen an advertisement for this group. And I thought, I'm going. And I had no idea what to expect. I thought, people may ask me to read my writing out loud. They may want to critique it. And I was literally shaking my boots. And so I'm walking into the library where the meeting was. And this beautiful girl turns around and smiles at me. And it was Carrie. And she opens the door. I just follow her right in and sat next to her. And we just hit it off. We became friends after that. Mm-hmm. And we were actually critiquing each other's work. So we each had individual books that we were writing. And we would read each other's work and give each other edits. And we had each finished our individual books when I started talking about retelling the story of Brigadoon. And I wanted to retell it from that teenage self that I was when I saw the play. So that's why I wanted to do it as a young adult novel. And Carrie had actually written, I think, 2 young adult novels at that time, and I had only written adult. So that's kind of what sparked us talking about it. And the more we talked about it, the more we realized we really both just wanted to try to do it together. And we really were kind of naive. We just started writing chapters and sending them to each other, and it was really organic and fun.
To some extent, did one of you take one character and one of you took the other? So one wrote McKenna and the other wrote Veronica. Carrie, is that how it happened?
It is. Lori wrote Veronica and I write McKenna. And when we do the first draft, because both characters have a point of view in the book, we each write our own chapters for that character. However, when we wrote Dune, we focused equally on both characters. And then in the revision process, we actually edited a lot of McKenna out and added more Veronica. So instead of a 50-50 split, it's more like a 65-35 split.
Do you have an editor who's also involved in this process? Or do you do a lot of that editing in advance between the two of you?
We do a lot of the editing in advance between the two of us. When we get ready to send the manuscript to our editor, and Lori and I are actually working on the third book in the series, we want that manuscript to be as polished and clean as it can be. We want to make our editor's job easy. So usually it has multiple passes between us and between a few of our other writing cohorts before the editor sees it.
Well, I trust since it is a series, we'll see more of you. So come back and see us again. Delightful to talk with you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Lori Langdon and Carrie Korp about the first book in their series. It is titled Dune, and you will find more about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.